Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime mysteries and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today's book is Dark Hollow by John Connolly. First published by Hodder & Stoughton in 2000, today's all about the past haunting the present and a serial killer in the dark woods of Maine. Charlie Parker, known as Bird, was a police detective in New York City, but after the tragic murders of his own wife and daughter, Parker left the police and tracked down their murderer. But all of this happened before this book even starts. Now Bird is living in his grandfather's house in Maine and making a new life as a private investigator. The book opens with an elderly woman breaking out of her retirement home and running through the woods in the snow, while simultaneously two gangs are exchanging a kidnapped victim for cash while the FBI looks on. Neither ends well, and the old woman whispers the name Caleb Kyle before taking her own life, a name that no one's heard for years, the name of a boogeyman suspected of killing five girls 30 years earlier, a crime Bird's grandfather investigated but never solved. Now Bird helps out Rita to get some child support out of her deadbeat husband Billy, but a few days later Rita and her son turn up dead and Billy has gone missing. But not only are the police after Billy, the mob has sent two assassins to track him down as Billy stole the cash from the bungled kidnapping, and the mob wants their money back. Bird thinks Billy is innocent and suspects Caleb Kyle is back. But what is the connection between Billy and the boogeyman? And why is the boogeyman killing again after so many years of silence? Now this is the second John Connolly book I've read and the second in the long-running series, and what I really enjoy about these books is the simple but subtle writing and the intricate and multiple subplots of motives, double-crossing and obstacles in Bird's way. I found myself looking at the number of pages left in the book and thinking, how on earth is Connolly going to wrap all this up by the end? But he does, and in a very satisfying way. A Bird is a man whose past haunts him at every turn. If it isn't the grief for his dead family, it's the regret over the violence he's caused, the affairs he's had, his broken friendships, the fear he might kill again if required. He's also haunted by visions. He was touched by a wise woman in the Louisiana Bayou, and now the dead come to him to ask for help. Paranormal element of the stories are quite subtle and don't overtake from the real-world crime investigations. These are thoughts and feelings haunting Bird himself, almost like his conscience telling him to avenge the victims. Now, one thing I didn't really like about this book is the high body count and the number of guns and gunfights, but then again, America does have quite a different gun culture. This was balanced with a little comic relief through Bird's friends Angel and Lewis, an assassin and burglar in their own rights. But of course the book is chilling and dark, with the long nights of winter and the snow and the cold, with many scenes set in the woods. So if you like serial killers, intricately weaved plots, dark woods, gun battles and a touch of the paranormal, I heartily recommend Dark Hollow by John Connolly. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.